excellent, one might indeed say genuinely inspiring.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
As I do, and I never thought I'd feel this way, the way I feel about you. As soon as I wake up, any night, any day, I know that it's you I need. Without words, bless you and bless me, baby. Bless the bees and the birds. I've got to be near you every night.
It must be love, Larry Labby, Siffrey. Good afternoon, Michael Blackburn. How are we?
I'm very well, thanks.
Excellent.
Nice to be back.
Michael, podcaster Blackburn, as we like to say these days.
Well, that's it, you know.
Because you've started not just podcasts, but micro-podcasts.
Indeed, yes, micro-lectures, three-minute singles.
Yeah, teeny 180 seconds of sheer bliss.
Indeed.
On topics ranging from marvellous people onwards.
Yes, English literature.
English literature, Sarah Bullyboy. English literature at the heart of Inspired On Air, your programme, because after all, as I frequently said, Sarah, my role in this is simply to facilitate, simply to come in, hopefully press a few buttons, and then the awesomeness that is Sarah Bullyboy will actually say, so... See what I did there? just one festival. Listen, when last you were in the studio, clearly we were saying, is Michael Blackburn ever going to return? But he has, and you've just heard his
Excellent.
Voice. Exactly.
Oh, yes. Fantastic. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Sarah. I was going to say, I will be back.
Good. All these days, possibly, ooh, me back. It's an old sort of arthritic line there, which I won't go into. But yes, it was merely a month ago when you were just prepping to have the excitement of heading down to London with a couple of fine folk from the Siren Airways, of course, that's Holly McGrattan and Kaylee Umpreville, and the journey in aid. Well, not actually in aid, but partly doing a bit of industrial espionage for the upcoming Lincoln Fashion Week, which I do believe, actually, Sarah, Peter Smith is going to be having a whole musical-themed programme to connect with Lincoln Fashion Week. It's very exciting. He's gone to Australia, so I can't really question him any more on that, but I'm guaranteed that there's good things coming through as far as that's concerned. But anyway, share with us, how did it actually go? What sensational things did you learn from the London Fashion Festival, which you can come back and actually sort of reveal to the Lincoln public in a matter of weeks from now?
It was absolutely fantastic, Alex. I think one of the key things was because we took about 50 people with us, and of course we had some wonderful Siren FM geekies with us as well, reporting live from the train. It was a great chance for everyone, from retailers to models, for the organisation team to get together and, you know, get to know each other and go and experience it as a whole group. So that was absolutely fantastic. But definitely having a look round, we got a chance to get some catwalk tickets. So we could have a look at the professionals in action, and we actually had our last fashion model boot camp on Monday evening this week. So we took that inspiration and showed them the catwalk and how they did it in London. So yeah, it was great, great inspiration trip.
Now, when you mentioned the catwalk fashion boot camp, I mean, I must admit, fully anticipated, Michael, you would have actually been there, because if there's anybody these days who can actually cut the old stylistic fashion scenario, it surely has to be your good self. I mean, I've noticed that even more so recently, you've started actually delivering the full three-piece suit outfit is there. Very impressed,
well,
Michael.
I was just going to say, what should a smartly dressed young man like myself be wearing to be fashionable these days?
I do like the three-piece suit. I think you look very smart indeed, but I think it's more important really to just express your individuality and wear whatever you feel confident in.
I tell you something which, if I had a little wish, I really would like to see make a return. And it kind of had a limited exposure back in the day, Sarah. And I'm putting it, you may even be too young to remember this particular area. But it's the Nehru suits, the NEHRU suits. You know, I mean, as made famous clearly by various Indian premiers, but also Ed Straker and Alec Freeman, the characters in UFO. Do you remember the Nehru suits, Michael?
Oh, I remember. Yes, the Nehru suits. They, the Beatles popularised them.
They, of course, had. Exactly.
The
they sort of wore them. Yeah. And yet it never seems to... I mean, people hear regularly about bringing hot pants back, etc. I never really suited hot pants,
no,
to be honest.
No, I've never... I didn't look good in them either.
It wasn't like for that.
No, no.
And miniskirts have... But the Nehru suit, I thought, has had possibilities on that sort of thing. I mean, Sarah, do you remember the Nehru suit?
I don't know. Describe it to me.
Well, now you see, you're asking the equivalence to somebody who's so clumsy when it comes to the fashion. So it's effectively like a suit, but it has a kind of wraparound collar. You don't really need to wear a tie, in essence. It almost uses Velcro to fasten across the top. So it's a jacket, but it kind of has its own style. Often worn with a kind of polo neck jumper or turtleneck jumper, perhaps.
Yeah,
point of view.
That
sort of thing.
About the 1960s.
Well, I'm talking 69-70 here. I mean, clearly, I was but a bairn at the time, or maybe it was when I was out astral travelling one of these days. Either of those two things. But I just thought, that was one of the things which I think maybe we need to bring it back.
I tell you what, I wish had come into fashion and stayed in fashion, because it was briefly in the 60s, late 50s, is the Edwardian jacket, the Edwardian drape that the Teddy Boys used to wear. I think the Edwardian jacket, long jacket, the Edwardian drape is really, really cool.
That was smart.
I think it looks fabulous.
Did you feel the way in which Teddy Boys appropriated that culture, it kind of put it on its head slightly? You thought, no. Not that we're against Teddy Boys, of course, because after all, they were short-lived fashion, but many people actually enjoy the notion of a Winkle Picker at the best of times, so... You know.
And what about the steampunk fashion? Some of those elements are...
Some of those things, frankly, I'm amazed that they can even actually sort of stay in open view. It's just quite clearly astounding. Right now, that place is really... those of you who might be paying attention to the programme, well, yes, I mean you, and you over there, could possibly have acknowledged that I mentioned so, as though I was going to lead into a whole festival thing with respect to that. Well, actually, we are, Sarah. But I think we'll take a mini musical break, and we'll just get people to think a little bit about. Because Michael, if I say the So Festival, what sort of things spring to your mind? The So Festival.
So Festival. So. Excitement. Diversity.
Excitement. Diversity.
Imagination bursting out all over
and,
the county.
And possibly. Edwardian suits.
And people, and men wearing...
And Nehru jackets.
They seek him here. They seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never squelch. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
He thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon and his raked up tight, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
There's one thing that he loves, and that is flattery. One week he's in polka dots, and next week he's in stripes, but he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, they seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Everywhere the Carnavision army marches on, each one a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
His world is built round discotheques and parties. His pleasure-seeking individual always looks his best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
He flits from shop to shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth he is as thick as can be, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower.
Script page number 426. Ah, yes. So, Sarah Bullimore, tell us about the So Festival.
So Festival. It's coming up, isn't it? It's coming up to summer, and that's the time when we start thinking festivals and activities and where we're going to be, and the seaside, of course, which is where So Festival comes in. Yes, it's running from the 24th of June to the 2nd of July this year. They're the dates. Waiting for the final confirmation and programme at the moment. Going to be taking place across the whole of the East Lindsey district, so all the market towns, and then of course we end for a big weekend in Skegness.
And the wonderful self-branding that comes across, as you can tell with that, Michael, the number of times people can actually promote the festival unwittingly simply by saying
What are we going to do here?
We actually found a place online that sells Nehru suits. I was tremendously excited.
That's what you've been doing.
Well, yes. Sometimes people think, what do those presenters do when they put some music on? Do they powder their noses? Do they actually agonise over the next link, etc.? No, some of us actually just check, you know, the Nehru suit online, and there we are. So I can't obviously do any further advertising, but it's a point.
Edwardian drapes.
Right, I'll check that out. Next musical break, we'll work our way through that, clearly. You're listening to Lincoln's First Community Radio Station. That's Siren FM, and it's the monthly Inspired On Air production with the inspiring soul that is Sarah Bullimore, and indeed founder of all sorts of wonderful festivals, and, of course, Michael Blackburn. If you're wondering, where are those fine folk from the Lincoln Performing Arts Centres, usually represented by Alice Dale? Apparently some of them are actually on leave, and none of them who actually left could actually find them the energy to actually just get over. I'm sorry, that sounds very, very, very negative, but sorry, Alice, I know you've tried very hard, but sometimes, Sarah, we just think, you know, getting over that bridge, it can be a step too far.
It's a long way. And the sun's shining. Wanting to be outside enjoying the sunshine.
What exciting things have you been doing today? Or can you not say anything as yet because they involve too many sort of bids and all sorts of other areas, and you know, we just can't say anything else at all? But, I mean, can we look forward to an exciting summer festival of festivals with your good self, Sarah, coordinating Lincoln material?
Absolutely, yes. It's all go at the moment, actually. As I said, gearing up for what is going to be a really, really busy summer. We've just put a bit of a call out for, we're obviously working on Lincoln Fashion Week, and we've got the finale on the 5th of May, but we're really kind of upping a gear with the organisation of that at the moment, and we're going to be doing, down at St Mark's, we've got a Children's Day for under 14s. On Monday, the 1st of May, the bank holiday Monday. So I've been busy sending out registration forms to lots of little mini models today. So that's really exciting. There's going to be loads of activity happening all week. There's going to be launch events. There's going to be a fashion fair at Waterside Shopping Centre all weekend. So it's one to watch. Follow us on Facebook and keep an eye out there.
We will find out exactly how to do that with details and all manner of other routines after, Sarah, you've taken on board the role of musical producer. Number of summertime songs that we can go for. We've got The Corrs, Summer Sunshine. We've got Texas and Summer Sun. We've got Don Henley and The Boys of Summer. Or we've even got that frightfully romantic number, Bobby Goldsboro and Summer the First Time. Where do you want to go, Sarah? Are we more of a Corrs, a Kid Rock person? Are we Don Henley? Or are we Bobby Goldsboro? Or is it a case of, frankly, they're all before my time?
Well, I'm pretty sure I've heard them. Go with the Don Henley one.
You're going to go for the Don Henley one, where the Deadhead sticker on the Cadillac is an intrinsic part of the lyricism that could probably inspire somebody to actually sign up for an MA in creative writing at the University of Lincoln.
Excellent.
keeping the literary theme going, it's important to give a massive amount of wonderful praise and joy to Linda Books, because they've got some wonderful authorial signings. Karen Maitland's returning in the near future. I think Margaret Dickinson is there as well, doing a whole range of things. Go to Linda Books, find them on Facebook. You'll find all manner of wonderful things. Sarah Bullimore still with us, grooving along to the Boys of Summer, and curiously introduced by Mr. Computer as the Boys of the Summer. No, it's the Boys of Summer. A definite article does not occur with respect to that. I best not criticise the computer any further, because it might do something, you know, that we both regret, really. Michael's happy because we managed to provide him with lots of images of the Edwardian drape suit.
Yes,
Twitch times. That's that sort of through there. And as you said, Michael, it seems as though it's the kind of outfit to wear which it would be impossible not to really look smart and stylish.
I think you'd have to work really hard to not look pretty smart or cool wearing
the flip side, as I've said, a fashion item I hope never actually returns is the shell suit, in which case it's not great. Not made of shells, actually, is what two of the students actually thought. Oh, how bizarre is that? Okay, moving on. Sarah, let's kind of coordinate these, because lots of key things happening there. Incidentally, if you're getting various sort of exciting things in the background there, we're not actually like a childminder in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang decided to have an inspired on air section of the room where we've kind of kept all the children there in their screaming door. No, they're doing some No Adults Allowed stuff. So occasionally there's material just creeping across the microphone there. It's okay. We don't mind. We're professional. We'll carry on. Sarah, would you like to actually share with us some of the upcoming things that people can look for, or indeed maybe even start signing up tickets? And it's the first one, Lincoln Spied, because I gather that Lincoln Dancers is not too far away as well.
No, I know, and I need to get on with organising that and pop that one on the list. So, yeah, we're looking at bringing Lincoln Dancers back this year on Saturday the 8th of July. And it's going to take place at the end of the Lincolnshire Children's Festival as well, which will be happening all across the city. So it's really exciting. We'll be sending out registration forms to get dance groups signed up very shortly.
One of the aspects of the show, as we've developed, I mean, this is, I think, our third year of Inspired On Air, if memory serves.
Yeah.
We set up right from the start with our manifesto within Siren, of course, of being something which was going to celebrate the arts in Lincoln and Lincolnshire and so on. And to cope with, you know, Michael is somebody who bears the almost Vietnam warrior-like wounds of trying to set up cultural sessions in Lincoln in the 20th century. I do get a sense that actually this is different. But yeah, there are a couple of setbacks still. There are still sort of challenges where no names, please. People don't necessarily engage or buy the full packet, etc. But, I mean, Michael, do you notice a difference in terms of the range of, and variety of artistic things that are actually happening within the county?
It's totally different. It really is. It's like one time many years ago, it was like a kind of drought or something, and it's hard getting stuff to go, and now it's just like it's a cornucopia of all kinds of art forms going on everywhere. It's absolutely fantastic.
And clearly, obviously, nods in the direction of Lincoln Big Business Improvement Group, I think, have helped with respect to that, as well as the universities and so on. Sarah, what about yourself? I mean, as a Nottinghamshire lass, is it a case of, well, as a missionary, this has been part of my duty to come to Lincoln to bring water, the water of and life of artistic events where previously there was, as Michael's rightly said, a desert-like conditions of non-stop drought?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as you know, I was the arts officer at the Lincoln Council from 2003 onwards to 2009 before going freelance. And the thing for me that's been really exciting is being able to work with all the partners and venues and everyone across the sector in the city and beyond to add extra things to the events, kind of to develop things and just make sure we've got so much happening that there's loads of opportunities for audiences and participants and artists as well to get involved in. So it's been an absolutely fantastic journey and continues to do so.
Social media, of course, assists in terms of that. Is there a go-to website? I mean, we don't actually have an Inspired On Air website in many ways. I know it's a shocker, Michael. You can access our podcasts from the sirenonline.co.uk site and indeed southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com, so you can listen again and check out all sorts of other fantastic things there. But in terms of a kind of go-to scenario, I mean, are you distilling everything into like a one-stop shop for cultural arts and things in the Lincoln area?
We aren't at the moment because there is so much out there, and we've had this conversation for many a year. So one of the main ones to go to, though, is the Visit Lincoln one, or Visit Lincolnshire for the wider kind of Lincolnshire offer, because a lot of activities and all the venues and theatres and that are all kind of logged on the Visit Lincoln one, so you can kind of go from there out and branch out and find out all sorts of things.
it's the way forward. As you rightly said, it's a bit like painting the fourth bridge currently with Arts and Lincoln, that you could actually start on putting
things
together.
So
much to work through, so many good things. Sarah, if I said the name DJ, you see, even the sort of coherence of language has eluded me for the moment. It's okay, life continues. If I said the words DJ Jazzy Dreff, you say, obviously I'm fated not to say this, clearly. Let's start again. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Would you say, well, that's obviously Michael and Alex doing their thing, you know, or maybe it's Andrew David and Bruce Rosenblum from a Tuesday Night and American Cousins, you know, DJ Jazzy Dreff. Yeah, exactly. It's the tongue twister beyond words. Try it yourself. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. I was running from this from the point of view of Michael. Would you like to hear a little touch of DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, assuming Sarah actually gives us a thumbs up for their incarnation of Summertime?
Certainly.
Sarah, the whole thing.
Excellent.
Would you like to introduce them yourself, actually? Let's try this, you know. I mean, I've stumbled over it several times there. I mean, all you simply have to say, Sarah, is Summertime with DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Go for it, Sarah.
Oh, I might even remember that. Summertime by DJ and Jazzy
Jeff.
Jeff.
And the Fresh Prince.
The Fresh Prince.
Yeah, I think it certainly beats She Sells Seashells on the Sea Show, sure.
Yeah, so. That's easier.
Hey, hey.
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. School is out and it's sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less than checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around and see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out fun, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout, it looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop or fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through, 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Well, I don't know, Michael. I'm sure that if you approach him nicely and kindly, our breakfast host for Tuesdays and Wednesdays, Jeff Thompson, might take DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air as part of his theme. I mean, maybe you could get together with some of the other fine folk who are actually involved. Liam O'Dell, he might sort of feed some stuff in. You might even have the joys of, I don't know, even Clay Valentine could connect in some way, shape or form. And probably Chris Clarkson. He could be the Fresh Prince. Sorry, Sarah, we're doing a little bit of on-air production. It's the suggestions box for Siren FM. It's a way forward. How you can actually jazz up the schedules, you know, like a mix and match, like a kind of fusion scenario. Ed Wellman, he'd be on the case. Indie Links, 16th to the 18th of March, so straddling St Patrick's Day, at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, a new international film festival that champions low and micro-budget films and their filmmakers. No sequels, no remakes, no book adaptations, but the best independent filmmakers around showcasing their original work and indeed networking successfully with their audience. And indeed, we'll also be featuring one of Darren Scales' outputs. And Darren, doing double duty, because he's joining us on Sunday for the Stone Tape Symposium at the Stephen Langton Building, formerly M-Tech, at the University of Lincoln, which is an all-day event, 10 a.m. through to 7 p.m, which is going to be featuring Doctor Who, Star Trek, Inside Number 9, Robin Hood, comic writing, filmmaking, and a whole heap of other things. Tragically, Michael and Sarah won't be around because they won't be in the county. It's all right. We'll try and get over it. That's the important thing. Anyway, onwards. So Festival, best place to go to for the So Festival.
The best place to go to is go to Facebook and find the So Festival, what it says, and keep an eye out on there. I believe that they are currently looking for cake bakers. They've got quite a few interesting projects going on.
Did you say cake bakers there?
I did, yes. Nice. Yes, they are attempting to bake the landmarks of East Lindsay and the whole area as a giant cake.
Now, I mean, there is a moment where clearly the scripted word says, have they taken leave of their senses? But I'm not going to use that. Yes, what?
Exciting. Then you get to
I mean, is this a Paul Hollywood moment here, or will we be getting Mary Berry in to actually say, yes, I've always felt we actually wanted to have a cake which celebrated the joys of Skegness?
Yeah, well, it would be good to get Mary Berry, wouldn't it? I think she'd be good to come down to Lincolnshire. That would be great.
Well, she's at a loose end now, I suppose. She's stayed with me. You're absolutely right, Sarah. We simply go to sofestival.org. And we find the SoFest homepage. And does that not thrill you with delight, Michael, in terms of the festival? Get involved. I'm not sure about the chap and his somewhat steampunk-esque design that's actually there, or indeed the gentleman who's actually cycling across a tightrope. But you don't have to do that, clearly.
No, you can just watch.
And I gather that one of our Ace Midweek drivettes, who in fact you brought to the whole Siren Wonderful experience,
we did.
Eva MacDonald, is also likely to be getting involved with the So Festival for 2017. So,
yes, you see,
you said So again, it's just amazing. You know, timeline photograph. Have you ever been to the So Festival, Michael?
I haven't at the moment, no.
Well then, what a treat for your family.
I want to know, is there going to be anything towards my favourite spot on the Lincolnshire coast, which is Anderby Creek?
I don't know. Maybe it will feature in the cake, Michael.
Well, that's another thing I was going to ask. What can you reveal any of the landscape, the landmarks that are...
I don't know all of the landmarks, but I believe it might be on their website or the Facebook page.
Right.
So go and have a look there and see what it says.
It is quite amazing. I mean, I can see in terms of news, we've got budding bakers needed for Cake Fest at the So Festival. We've got, obviously, the Magna Vitae. There's all sorts of things actually together. It's well worth taking a few moments to actually go to the SoFest.org and you'll find marvellous things manifesting for that above you. OK, that's the So Festival. Lincoln Dancers are coming up. What about another Inspired On Air event? You know, Lincoln Inspired, the festival, that kind of, the little festival that could, is that still in the Bullimore opus in terms of, we've put that on the back burner? As we said, Sarah, it went into hibernation about 18 months ago.
It did, and it's still there, it's still hanging there. We're hoping to do a very mini version this year, so it won't be full festival because I've got a new book festival coming up as well, so many fingers everywhere. But we are hoping on Saturday the 17th of June, with at the collection mostly, but hopefully some venues across town as well, to be hosting and working with the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators. We've been doing a little panel there, and we're going to be having some poets and some workshops as well. So a smaller version, but we're definitely going to be having some activity going on that day.
And you mentioned, of course, the Newark Book Festival there. Let's talk a little bit more about that, because, as ever, we'll be looking to support that, even though it's in a different county. We don't mind.
Yeah,
you know.
You're down as one of the partners anyway.
So. Yes, there we are. I, for a moment, though, I thought you were going to say, Sarah, you're down with one of the kids, basically. I thought, no,
yeah.
I try to avoid that, because somehow it's just best to step away from that perspective. You get all sorts of Michael, have you been to the Newark Book Festival?
I haven't been to that one. I'm interested in this children's book writers and illustrators thing, because it's obviously something I think some of our MA students might be knowing about, actually.
Yeah, definitely. I know, that's fantastic. Yeah, the Society for Children's Book Writers and Illustrators, otherwise known as SCBI, they're a group of authors and illustrators who meet. So they have like a regional coordinator in each area, and the lady called Addie Farmer is the one in this area. So I shall have to put you on in touch.
Yeah.
And they come together and do events and do workshops, and they're looking at doing a panel event on the 17th of June as well. So it would be great to get all your guys involved with that.
And that is one of the critical factors when it comes to the sharing. You can always write to studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or indeed John Wenham, our events diary guru, who put all manner of marvellous things together. Now, did somebody say books?
Paperback!
Wondrous stuff. Sarah, is the Newark Book Festival still regaling under the line Books in the Castle?
It isn't anymore, no. We have rebranded, and so we are basically there taking over of Books in the Castle at the moment. So I'm currently writing the website copy right now as we speak.
You see, this is one of the reasons why, as Michael and myself were saying, well, do we time travel for this? Because we accessed the whole thing. We thought, no, it may not be Books in the Castle this year. It may be something completely different.
Although we will be using Newark Castle as well, so that still will be one of the locations, but we are spreading out across the whole market town. Mm. So, that's really exciting. So we're going to be using all of their wonderful open spaces and venues.
If folk are listening to this and they're thinking, this all sounds very exciting. We've talked about Lincoln Dancers, we've flagged up the SO Festival, we've discussed the exciting things that are coming up with the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. Clearly, we've got the notions of micro festivals as well coming into place. We've got Lincoln Fashion Week happening. If somebody's actually got an idea for a creative scenario and they want to actually sort of bring it forward for the whole thing, what advice would you give them, Sarah?
Oh, I would say to go out and talk to everyone in the art sector. Go on Twitter, go on Lincolnshire Hour on a Monday evening, and join in with the conversation. Find all the venues and the Drill Hall and the theatre and the L Pack and the Lincolnshire One venues, and just go and chat to people and chat to all the festivals as well. And there is so much going on, and there's lots going on as well for young people with the young people's groups as well now. So it's a great opportunity.
Michael, we've already said it's moved ahead. Do you avail yourself of these opportunities, or is it a case of, no, once I've finished with my job here, I prefer to stay away from all these cultural routines?
I'm trying to get to what I can, but I have to admit,
after a busy day filling in bureaucratic forms especially, all the rest of the bits and pieces, it's as much as we can actually do to just put one foot in front of the other sometimes.
Especially in the evenings. Although I said, last year I did have a bit of a kind of cultural binge, particularly over the LPAC and places like that, which was some music and some drama and so on. Which,
they do seem to have lost the battle in getting people not to say LPAC and say Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. I still try to flag it up, but I know back in the day the lass who coined the name Lincoln Inspired, that of course would be Julie Ellaby. Ferocious look that she'd provide you if you actually mentioned. Well, actually, it wasn't so much Julie. I think she was just taking the corporate line that clearly had been echoed by Marco Thomas Downwards, really. That it was and Craig Morrow, I don't think he was a big fan on. He likes LPACs or LILPACs, but not doesn't like that butter brand. It's an interesting thing, nomenclature. It's a great place, the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. Check it out. It has the letters L, P, A, and C strapped across the sign.
So,
it's fairly important, you know. Even in the current sort of world, it's very important. Sarah, it's been a phenomenal joy to have you at least sharing the show via the medium that Alexander Graham Bell created, simply to make it so, to actually work out. Of any of the highlights we've spoken about, are there any in particular which you would actually say, give that a go? That's something that's worth considering and reflecting on. That's the area to progress. Or is it a case of, no, that would be like selecting between my children if I had any?
I think the most important message, really, to get out there is to support your art sector in whatever way, shape or form you choose to do that, whether that's going to a festival or going to a venue or becoming a friend. I have to remember that all of them out there, all the arts venues and all the festivals and everything that takes place, they're all charities and not-for-profit organisations. So your two tickets for something or having a coffee in their cafe or supporting them through friend schemes, that really, really does make a difference. So if you don't want to lose it, go use it.
I think that sums it up perfectly. Effortlessly so. Yeah. Okay, enough of that. Otherwise, we'll be asking people to write in with as many complicated competitions as they wish in terms of life, etc. But funnily enough, we do actually have a competition to provide, which Chris Clarkson has actually said, you need to promote this on shows and various other factors. And we'll come up with that after we've actually had the next piece of music. Sarah, I think we're going to let you go now and do all sorts of other routines. It has been an absolute joy and a delight, but will you be physically in the presence of the studio once again by the time we come around to the April edition of Inspired Aware?
Yes, I should all be well by April, so I'll have got all my funding applications in, so I should be able to come into the studio.
That's what we like to hear, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know,
you're the one for me.
Thank you. sometimes the computer, as I said, it just gets carried away.
The
thing, as I was saying, no to the Backstreet Boys, yes to Talking Heads.
as it ever was. Same 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 as it ever was.
Water dissolving and water removing. There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water.
If you're listening live to Inspired On Air, time is now coming around to 7.5 minutes to 2 o'clock. And we've got Ion Media coming up at 2, No Adults Allowed at 4, A Midweek Drive between 5 and 7, Music Madness with Michael Barwise between 7 and 8, and then Word Perfect with the aforementioned Chris Clarkson between 8 and 9, just before Citadel Central. We promised we would have a mini competition. It's thanks to Chris Clarkson from the aforementioned Word Perfect that this comes through. First prize is a copy of the book, The Boy Who Still Preferred to Be Someone Else. It's written by Malcolm Moyes, a local author who was once interviewed for Chris Clarkson's Midweek Drive programme. Yeah. Have you come across Michael Moyes before, Michael Blackburn?
Yeah, I many years ago when I was literature development officer based in Sleaford, yes, I met Malcolm when he was teaching at...
So he's a real person, he's a decent bloke.
He's a very real person, well. Yeah.
But all you need to do to actually win a copy of this fantastic book is answer the following question correctly. Malcolm Moyes is a local author, but where was he born? Michael Moyes is a local author, but where was he born? Competition running until Wednesday the 22nd of March, so you've got a week. And the idea is basically, if you want a copy of this book, which is targeted at 11 to 19-year-olds, but, you know, it could be parents, gift to children and so on, all you need to do is to email competition@sirenonline.co.uk. That's competition@sirenonline.co.uk with your answer and obviously your contact details to the question. Malcolm Moyes is a local author, but where was he born? Thanks to Sarah Bullimore. Thank you, Michael Blackburn.
Jesse,
Jeff, exactly. It's sensational. Stay tuned to Siren FM. You know it makes sense. We're out of here. Are you ready for the April Inspired On Air, which will come around before we know where we are?
I'm definitely well prepared for the next one.
So actually we let Sarah go before we can actually wrap up with those two final words. So obviously the clear line that we need to say will be ourselves, those two words that wrap up every edition of Inspired On Air. They are, of course,
be inspired.